This is your tech news briefing for Friday, August 7th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Tech stocks have been through the roof this year, and everyone wants a piece of the pie, even if all they can afford is a teeny tiny slice. Online brokerages like Robinhood and Fidelity have made it so that you don't need to buy a full share of Apple or Amazon. You can put in whatever you can afford, and you get a partial share. That's called fractional trading, and our reporter Alexander Osipovich will join us to explain how it could be helping drive tech stocks up. That's after these headlines. President Trump signed an executive order last night. It effectively sets a 45-day deadline for an American company to buy the U.S. operations of TikTok. Once that time is up, the order bars people in the U.S. from making any transaction with TikTok's parent company, ByteDance. U.S. officials have said that Beijing could be using the app to spy on American citizens, amongst other concerns, all of which TikTok has denied. We reported earlier that Microsoft was in talks to acquire TikTok's U.S. business. The executive order amps up the pressure for those two companies to come to an agreement. Neither of the companies immediately commented on the order. Uber posted another big loss in the second quarter, in line with analyst expectations. Bookings for rides were down 75% from the same quarter last year because people were on lockdown at home. Unsurprisingly, Uber Eats food deliveries were up, more than double year over year and nearly 50% from the first quarter. But as we've reported, it's a very competitive market, and Eats still had more than $200 million in losses. On the flip side, Nintendo reported its best second quarter results in more than a decade. April to June is usually a quiet period for the company, but thanks to its latest Animal Crossing video game, which has been a lockdown favorite, Nintendo saw its profit rise more than 600% from the same quarter last year. And NBC Universal has consolidated its entertainment unit and changed up its executive ranks. In the new structure, NBCU will break up its entertainment operations into business and creative units. Our reporter Joe Flint says that the reorg is part of an effort to better position the company for the streaming era.
All the content they make, even when they're making shows for NBC or USA or Bravo, another component of that is when it will be on the streaming service, how it will be positioned on the streaming service. So if the streaming operations are included from the get-go in the decision-making and the content creation, it will hopefully make for a smoother machine. I think that's what their hope is with that.
After the break, how fractional investing could be changing the game for tech companies. That's next. Owning tech stocks can be expensive. For example, a single share of Amazon costs somewhere north of $3,000 for one share. But lately, services from Robinhood, Fidelity, and others have made it easier for small investors to get a stake in big tech giants by dividing up shares into tiny slivers. It's called fractional trading, and its popularity has helped boost the rally we've been seeing in tech stocks this year. Our reporter Alexander Osipovich joins us to explain. Alex, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So can you just start by explaining what fractional trading actually is and how it got so popular all of a sudden?
Sure. So fractional trading means the ability to buy or sell less than one full share of stock. Traditionally, people traded shares long, long ago. There were actually paper certificates of stock. In the electronic era, there's no particular reason that you have to buy or sell one share. But there wasn't really a big impetus to trade fractional shares until recently. Within the past year, a number of major brokerages, including Fidelity, Schwab, Interactive Brokers, and Robinhood, all turned on fractional trading. And a big reason behind that was because some stocks, like Amazon, for example, had gotten really expensive. Cost of one share was in the hundreds or even thousands of dollars.
I would imagine with the option to put smaller amounts of money into these big companies, it would make trading in the stock market more accessible. Are we seeing more people participate?
Absolutely. This whole year, one of the big stories in stocks and trading has been a massive influx of small retail investors. A lot of it is because of apps like Robinhood, which have made it a standard to have zero commission trades where you don't pay a commission each time you trade. On top of that, we've had the coronavirus, which has led to some crazy volatility in the stock market, and a lot of people thinking that they can basically buy low and sell high. And a lot of people are working from home. And all that has combined into this perfect storm to create a lot of retail activity. On top of that, you also have fractional shares, which are making it easier to get in on some of these stocks for people who don't have a lot of money.
Yeah, so it seems like this process is kind of democratizing access to the stock market. What does it actually mean in practice? What does that mean for individuals who get to play the stock market maybe for the first time?
So in practice, it's changing the interface that people see when they trade stocks. Right now, at a lot of these brokerages, you go in and you are able to buy a certain dollar amount of stocks. You don't have to buy X number of shares, the traditional way of doing it. So if you only have $50 in your account, you can put $50 towards Apple or Netflix or Tesla if you want. And you don't have to look around for some stock or ETF that happens to be $50 per share or less.
Yeah, and we've seen a lot of those newcomers gravitating towards tech stocks in particular, like you mentioned. I guess I'm wondering, is there any concern about such an influx of these traders?
So there's been a lot of research over the years that's shown that when individual traders trade stocks more often, they buy and they sell and they try to pick stocks and time the market, buy low, sell high. Generally, it's a losing game. Buy and hold a broad basket of stocks is the traditional most winning strategy. There are some concerns out there that fractional trading will encourage a lot more people to do frequent trading, which is ultimately going to be bad for their bottom lines. At the same time, though, if you're doing fractional trades, by definition, you're buying fairly small quantities of stock. So the amount of money you're putting at risk is not that high.
Fair enough. And what does increased fractional trading mean for the companies? How are we seeing them be impacted here?
Well, there's yet to be really good research on this, but these big tech stocks, like Tesla, for example, like Amazon, like Microsoft, or Apple, they have gone up and up and up this year. And I think that at the end of the day, when people study it, I think that we'll see that fractional trading might have been part of that story. Because what you have is essentially a much broader investor base that's allowed to own small stakes in the stock. And all those people are buying in the stocks. You see all this retail activity. And I think that that's also helped lift the stock. The degree to which it's the main driver of the stock's price going up so much this year, we don't know yet. But I'm sure it's part of the story.
Our reporter, Alexander Osipovich, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. As always, we've got more tech stories on our website, WSJ.com, so check us out there. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us. It really does help. Kateri Yoakum is executive producer of WSJ Podcasts. I'm your host, Amanda Llewellyn. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.